It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. How are you this morning, Thomas?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited about having you here. Oh, I love talking about films.
Oh, my gosh. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, absolutely.
Tom started the show with a kind of rundown of famous film...
With DJs?
Yeah.
I was listening in, yeah. And Better Living Through Circuitry.
Is another one?
Yeah, it's like there are so many 90s films about, you know, like DJs and and rave scenes and things. I mean, you know, it's all gone Pete Tong, awful.
Yeah.
You know, if you're into the Ibiza scene, which if you are into the Ibiza scene, you're listening to the wrong station.
Yeah, maybe. So tell us about this film.
You want to talk about this film? Oh, I suppose so. This is a film that was released in last year's film festival. It was filmed in 2017. Agnes Varda, you might be familiar with. She did quite a few films. You know, one of the ones that sticks in my mind is The Gleaners and I, where she goes around the French countryside and she talks to people who glean off the country in order to, you know, to live.
Define gleaning.
Yes, good point. Thank you, Sarah.
I'm glad is that the verb that they use, or have you chosen glean?
No, that's actually the title of the film. A gleaner is a person who goes around and sort of scavengers, I suppose. And, you know, we might put that down as an idea. However, we know that things like urban foraging are, you know, gaining kind of traction. And the more that we repurpose stuff, blah-de-blah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's really great.
It is a much nicer word than... scavenger. Forage. It's kind of
forage
got, like,
sounds
bin sifty connotations. You know what I mean?
Freganism and all that kind of stuff.
Bin diving.
Makes me think of the ibis over in Australia.
Such bin sifters.
Yeah.
They are king and queen bin sifter.
They
not
really
that there's
are.
Anything wrong with dumpster diving.
There's
just
not.
Putting it out there.
Yes.
So
yes,
is she?
But the ibis is a classic.
Is she
love.
A character in her documentaries?
She
Agnes?
Is. In fact, this film, she's 89 years old.
Is she?
Yeah, and she's paired up to make this film with a young, very kind of hip...
great.
I'm sighing here. French artist called JR. He's so mysterious, he never takes off his sunglasses.
Great.
Nor his fedora.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, so he's just two initials, JR.
JR, that's right. Yeah, so try looking that up and getting some results. And he is fairly well-known, JR. He goes around the place and makes big graffiti-like printouts from his van, which has a camera on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I find that a little bit cheesy.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, from his camera van, he can photograph people in this little booth that's built into the van and then print out large-scale photocopies, which he pastes up all over the show.
Yeah.
So they decide to travel around the French countryside to certain locations and make some spectacular faces. So the name of the film is Faces Places in English, which is a lovely rhyme to it. But in French, of course, it was called Visage Village.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Which has...
How lucky that they got double rhymes for both languages.
That's kind of fascinating, isn't it? Two Vs, then a face place. Yeah. JR was born in 1983, and he's decided that travelling around with the very famous Agnes Varda would be quite a treat. And she's just charming.
Yeah.
She has two-toned hair with this lovely kind of page boy style going on.
Yes.
And, you know, she predates French New Wave.
Oh, does she? Wow.
Which makes her pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I think Chris Marker and people like that. And she was friends with a lot of significant people in the times. And so, of course, it's very smart of him to pair up with her. Certainly lifts his game.
Yeah.
He actually won a $100,000 prize from TEDx, or TED, I think, the actual TED. And we've got some lovely tunes going on in the background, just saying. You had a little question, Tom.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got so many questions. First, about this documentary, I remember seeing the trailer for it when it first came out, and it was kind of like the world is in disarray, and this is like the feel good documentary. Do you know what I mean? So, did you find it a little bit corny, or
who doesn't love a little bit of a tour through the French countryside?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's very much a relief. People have traditional roles. You know, there's a postman who delivers mail to people in the rural countryside, and everyone's very charming. And, of course, these guys go around and put up the charming villagers' faces on the local ruins.
Yes.
Gorgeous. It's an old-fashioned world, and it's very pastoral.
And so did you have to, like, park your cynicism to the side?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't mind being charmed.
Yeah,
this is film. It's a great film. It's had amazing reviews.
93% on Rotten Tomatoes. Do you rely on Rotten Tomatoes?
All the time. Yeah. Aggregators have their place, but, you know, right. Of course, one should always form one's own opinion.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. It's very pretty, this film.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay, and we've got a DVD of it to give away.
We do.
So we can, but it is a pickup prize.
It is a pickup prize.
So you'll have to come and collect it from the offices, BFM offices.
And you must be a B card, a Simplicity B card holder.
There we go. And so maybe if you just text in with your your tweeest ye olde career choice. So we were given the option of postman.
Yeah, yeah,
so what are some other, like, candle maker, something like that?
Yeah, I'm deliberately using, you know, like a very gendered term too, postman.
Yes.
Because there is, it's
of course.
Specific.
Well, it sounds like amazing. It sounds, what an amazing documentary, and also this woman sounds amazing.
Yeah, well, Agnes. I mean, you know, she's holding up pretty well considering her age. They actually, you know, this went to Hollywood and the Academy Awards, she was invited to, but JR went, of course,
yes,
in her sunglasses and fedora, and she wasn't able to attend, so they made some life-size printouts of her and took them along.
Gorgeous.
And I'm just looking at an amazing photograph now of Meryl Streep and JR holding Agnes Varda as a beautiful black and white stand-up photocopy.
Were you exaggerating when you said that he went to the Oscars with a fedora and sunglasses, or is he actually...
And rather a peachy coloured suit.
I'm looking at an article online right now, which is the 25 most iconic looks from the art world. And JR is listed as being of unknown age.
Oh, I'll tell you when he was born in 1983. 22nd of February, there we go.
See, look, Maria has the goods. But always wears a fedora and sunglasses, obscuring much of his face.
Great.
In the film, Agnes Varda says, "Oh, you remind me of a young Jean-Luc Godard." In fact, in the film, they try and visit him and he's a grumpy old bastard. In fact, he stands them up.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Reminiscent.
If you do want to win that DVD, you would text into 5395, your most...
Thank you, Des.
Coy?
Tweed.
Career choice.
Career choice.
Yeah. From the past.
From the past.
Or
yeah.
Present.
Well, yeah, well,
some
I mean,
or
you
present.
Know,
present.
Yeah, because
yeah,
obviously
the past is still friend. The past is still present in
there
the south of France.
Are.
Yeah.
Post people.
There
post
are.
People. Post people. People
who. Oh.
They're on this little.
There might be women.
True.
Post people.
Is the man in postman short for human though?
Good call.
Well, I don't know. I think that when we refer to humans, we perhaps should just start referring to womankind.
Yes.
Just to kind of redress the balance.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
Yeah, that's a great call.
On a segue, because I'm fascinated, because obviously you review films, Maria, you don't have to give us your favourite, but is there some films, can we say three films that you really enjoy and really like? And I'm going to ask Sarah and Tess as well.
Yep. We were talking earlier about Liquid Sky, which is one of my favourites. I think it's 1982 or 1984.
Yeah.
And it has an exceptional soundtrack. It's ridiculous, hyper-coloured, new wave. And I think we might be listening to a little bit of the soundtrack in the background. It's very repetitive synthesizer.
Yeah. So is it like Liquid Sky? Is it kind of like surreal? Is it a bit weird?
It's very, very high camp punk rock.
Perfect.
It's pretty trippy. Very big colours.
They need to make a musical of it.
It's on at the film festival, funnily
this,
enough.
That's exciting. Which Sarah
is,
this
did you know this?
This was completely
Sarah and I were just
organic.
Having a chat before.
Maria had no idea it was on. It's going to be playing at the Hollywood Avondale and the Civic and at Event Queen Street. I guess the one-liner is, "Bodiless extraterrestrials descend on Manhattan's post-punk club scene for the heroin and stay for the sex."
Wow.
Vaporizing their fodder in explosions of psychedelic ecstasy at the moment of climax.
Right.
And just even the one pull still that they've got from the film is everything you would ever want from 80s. Art direction and fashion. It looks amazing.
It is like ridiculously stimulating.
When did you meet this film? How did it come into your existence? What were you on?
I don't even want to go there, right at the moment. We can talk about that off air.
Yes.
Thank you, Thomas.
And have you got two other films?
Well, maybe The Hunger, you know, soundtrack by Bauhaus.
Oh,
you
know, I
David
know the
Bowie,
I'm feeling the genre
Susan
that you're
Sarandon,
into.
And, of course, Catherine Deneuve.
Yes,
hot,
great.
Hot, hot, hot. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except that little bit of the end where all of her ex-lovers from centuries ago come to life.
Oh, you didn't like that.
That is just a wee bit of a weird scene. Mm. However, the rest of it, amazing. And maybe Paris, Texas.
Oh, yes. Great.
Such a grinding Raikouta soundtrack.
Yeah. Very cinematic. Okay, quickly, Sarah and Tess, what films do you like?
That's utterly put me on the spot. I can't decide.
I know, it's like pop quiz, isn't it?
I'm really into thrillers and horrors, but also I love a good feel good. Like, have you seen Me, Earl and the Dying Girl?
No.
Oh, that sounds furious as hell.
Yes.
It's pretty sad, but also it's quite nice. Yeah. Who doesn't love to have just a little bit of a cry?
Here we go. Rob wants to jump in.
My one is La Vie en Rose.
Oh yes.
Love that. Actually lent that to Maria.
Oh great.
Legend.
Oh yes.
And that's it.
Great. Sarah, have you thought of any? Oh, just
oh,
in the
shit.
Cable there,
oh,
mate.
Whoa.
While Rob she's plugging in again, I'm going to rattle. I've decided on my five. I'll rattle them
You've
off.
Got five.
Maria's going to be like, Tom, you are so commercial. Muriel's Wedding.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, great.
Dunkirk.
Oh, that was really good. I did enjoy that as well.
Thank you. Alien. The original. Mad Max Fury Road. And Whiplash. Yeah. Sarah, have you got some?
I can't. I have decision paralysis.
Decision paralysis.
I can't.
Good term.
Really
good
it's the term, same when people say, top five albums. And I'm I'll get back to you in a year. So.
Yeah.
And also, all depends on mood.
Whittle it down from 500.
It depends on mood. You're so right.
It depends on mood.
Anyway, Maria, thank you so much for coming in and giving us this review.
Thank you as
I look
well.
Forward to what can I? I'm getting from all our guests. I'm getting things. So maybe you and I need to go to Liquid Sky.
Seeing Liquid Sky on the big screen.
Can we do
lots
that?
Lots of films don't really need to be seen. Liquid Sky, absolutely. All that colour.
Yeah. Have you already organised it, even though you didn't know that it was going to be screened?
I think it's moments before it's organised this morning.
Maria, you and I are going. I'm going to take your number now.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks very much, guys.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.